From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Protesters took to the streets in Germany Saturday over sexual assaults in Cologne on New Year's Eve. Hundreds of anti-immigrant and left-wing demonstrators staged rival protests Saturday. About 1,700 protesters from the anti-Islam Pegida movement and about 1,300 left-wing protesters staged simultaneous demonstrations outside the city's main train station. Emily Michaels was one of the left-wing supporters.
We're upset and angry as women of the sexual violence that happened here in Cologne on New Year's Eve, but we're even more upset and angry that there are racists that are using this for their racist propaganda.
Reports of attacks and robberies by men of North African and Arab descent New Year's Eve have sparked calls for tighter immigration controls in Germany. The incidents have also sparked a debate about the police force's failure to prevent the attacks. Police in Kosovo used water cannon and tear gas to disperse thousands of anti-government protesters marching in Pristina. The rally, which began peacefully, was the latest in a series of demonstrations calling on the government to resign over recent deals with bordering Serbia and Montenegro. Opposition parties say the government's agreement with Serbia, which grants ethnic Serbs in Kosovo greater local powers, and the possibility of money from Belgrade represents a threat to the country's independence. Opposition people also reject a border agreement with neighboring Montenegro that they argue causes Kosovo to lose territory. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.